Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I want to get into that as well here. What can't we forget as we look back at a productive game and a win for the Redskins? There's a lot of little things that just completely go undetected and forgotten after the game. So don't forget about. Call us 800-636-1067. So much talk about Cousins, the docks and catch, quick, the defense. What are we forgetting about? I'll give you a couple real quick.
Go ahead, shoot.
How about the fourth quarter punt from Tress Way? His heels were on the very back of the end line in the back of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
He boomed a ball from that spot to about the 45-yard line of Seattle. In the air, that's 65 yards with hang time. Subsequently, in addition to good coverage, there was a penalty on the return for Seattle. So they took over in their 30-plus yard territory when they should have taken over probably in Washington's territory if that's a normal NFL punt. That Tress Way punt was massive. I think the sack from Terrell McClain on the play before the Hail Mary kind of gets forgotten a little bit, or at least how Russell Wilson went to the ground. If you go back and you watch that play, Wilson had just completed a pass in the middle of the field to Paul Richardson. He caught it on the fly. He made a defender miss. He crossed midfield. He made a couple moves, and he got like 20-plus yards, and they were down to like the 40-ish yard line. I mean, they were in decent range at that point. Terrell McClain on the subsequent play when he got his sack, like the rest of the Redskins, was not lined up at the snap, really. If you look at the secondary, Washington was shocked they weren't spiking
it. That's right.
DJ Swearinger was kind of running back to center field. All the DBs were trying to find guys to just lock up one-on-one at that point. I was 1,000% sure it was going to be some type of broken play for either a touchdown or a long gain, because the Redskins were completely flustered. They didn't expect the play at all. They thought that Wilson was about to just clock it and stop the clock. McClain, one-on-one, won his matchup, or else that play might be a nightmare. He completely pushed the left guard over. He falls flat on his butt, and McClain then gets his left arm just far enough out in front of Russell Wilson to trip him by his cleat. Literally like a shoestring tackle. If not for that sack, which led to there only being 4 seconds left in the game and a Hail Mary because they were nowhere near field goal range, Seattle may still kick a field goal, go on to win the game. Couple of things that you shouldn't forget about yesterday's contest.
Don't you forget about this. Why did they lose last week to Dallas, Grant? They were just as injured.
Well, maybe. I got a lot of reasons.
What was the big play? Remember the turning point? If we're doing like turning points in that game? Blocked field goal.
It's a good one. Special
that's,
teams.
That's probably
yeah.
a big one.
That was the biggest play. I hadn't thought about that.
Don't you forget that there were just normal behavior on special teams.
Special teams, normal.
You had 8 punts, normal. All normal, good NFL punts, good normal
first
NFL
punt
coverage.
Was tipped, almost got blocked.
That's true. But still, punt gets away, it's covered, there's nothing crazy, no special teams backbreaking touchdowns. How many times in the Redskins' history in a game like that where you're going, you know, the defense is really overachieving? They're really doing something. Backbreaking kick return for a touchdown. Backbreaking punt return. Backbreaking, oh, the punter didn't catch the snap this time for some reason. Or a field goal that was going to be 3 points turns into a touchdown for the other team, etc. Nick Rose kicked 2 extra points. Made his 1 field goal. Normal special teams behavior. It didn't Ken Bone them in that kind of game. How about an attaboy and a don't forget about all at the same time?
Don't you forget about me. What do you got?
Inactive for 5 games. I just want to stress this. This is incredible. Inactive for 5 games this year because he wasn't good enough on a defensive line that's got a bunch of guys that are just names. They're just human beings. In front of...
You going Anthony Lanier on
Anthony
me?
Lanier, dude.
Remember that he was the first Redskins name that was said on this show today.
I wanted to shout that gentleman out because he played excellent football yesterday. It's not good. There's nothing really glaring on the stats. It was 2 quarterback hits, and that's what he ended up with. That guy was disruptive and a legitimate NFL player yesterday in a game that he had to be really good, and he was.
Don't you forget about D. D. Hall.
Please.
Comes back and plays well. Big pass breakup down the field on a plaster play. That's what the Redskins have just been decimated by this year. Carson Wentz, Alex Smith, you name it, it's happened. Break the pocket, keep your eyes downfield, chuck the ball up into the afternoon sky. Waiting receiver comes down with it. Not on D-Hall's watch.
Mm-mm.
Earlier in the second half. And then the Hail Mary. People completely hibernate on how close that Hail Mary was to being caught. Nobody has talked about this. I have not heard anyone address this today. It was in the waiting hands of two Seattle Seahawks. They were fighting over who was going to bring it in. Massive Jimmy Graham and massive, some like, I think he's just some random big white kind of oafing receiver, McAvoy. Who was that guy? I've never even heard of him. He caught one pass. Do you know this guy at all?
No, I can't remember.
Googling him right now.
I heard the name and then somebody said it all casually.
He's definitely a goofball. Okay. Tanner McAvoy.
That's the one.
He is 6'6" and 230 pounds. He's 24 years old. He played his college ball at South Carolina and Arizona Western.
He's the anchor on the newsroom, Will McAvoy.
And Wisconsin. How does he play at three colleges, by the way?
He's also Tin Cup, Roy McAvoy. Point is, I never heard of the dude, but he's there to catch things because he's tall.
He was so tall. So he's got the ball in his damn hands, and he and Jimmy Graham are both going, who's going to be the hero? And D'Angelo Hall just swipes the ball away from both of them in the back of the end zone. If he does not do that, the Redskins lose on a Hail Mary in the most heartbreaking, crippling, disastrous fashion in recent Redskins history. Do not forget about the presence and the playmaking ability and the ups for D. Hall on a couple of surgically repaired Achilleses and knees. 800-636-1067. We will get to your don't forget abouts, your attaboys next. There are a couple of lines open if you want to chime in. We want to hear from you guys on a Victory Monday. You're next on Grant and Danny.
Folks, Danny Ruglia here for my guys at Tedbert Ford. I love them. It's not just something I say. It's something I do. I've been there two times. Two different times to get two different cars. That's right. We are a two Tedbert Ford family at the Hooray House. The wife driving the 2016 Ford Edge. We got it in 2016. We love that car. Just the right size. It's that Goldilocks SUV, right? It's not too big, not too small. Perfect for us. Your perfect car is on the lot at Tedbert Ford, either Fairfax or Chantilly. What you want to do is get yourself out there, right? Get a great value, more than Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. That's what Tedbert Ford wants to do because they want your business. They'll earn it, right? Get yourself great value in your trade-in. Drive off in something that you love. And when you do, you get the greatest care you could possibly get in the industry. Tedbert for life. It's lifetime vehicle coverage. Big things. Like the powertrain, right? That's the engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, all the major stuff that may or may not go wrong with your car. They take care of it. Then the little stuff, like they'll replace your battery once every 4 years. Think about that. You're just driving around with the battery, like, I think my battery's fine. They'll fix it for you, even if you don't think it needs fixing. They take care of you. Virginia State Inspection, one less thing to do on a Saturday. I'm telling you, go see my guys at Tedbert Ford, and when you do, please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.